Hey everybody, welcome to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your girl, Jessie Mapeluso. My voice is a little tired. I had a wild weekend. I did Austin, Texas. Well, Austin, Texas did me. Thanks to everybody who came out to my shows at the Vulcan Gas Company. I did Joe Rogan's experience, the Joe Rogan experience, which ended up being the Jessie May and Joe Rogan experience because we got lit AF. And drink some scotch, drink some stepdad juice. It was so much fun. Thank you to everybody who came out to the shows. It was the kickoff of my wide open tour, which is coming all over the United States and parts of Canada. Yeah, we're going to be in Vancouver. We're going to be in Edmonton. We're going to be in Minnesota, Syracuse, Key West, Florida. So many dates. JessieMay.com/tour. Also, my new project, which I just caught myself because I thought I couldn't say it, but that's the whole point of today's episode, is one project that I've been working on throughout the entire quarantine with my dear friend, my platonic life partner, Miss Carly Aquilino. Her and I, I'm like out of breath. I'm so excited I'm out of breath. Her and I worked on something through quarantine and it actually came to fruition. But before we get to that, let me say thank you to everybody who subscribed to the YouTube page. We have 10,000 subscribers, which we started with 1,000 less than a year ago, I believe. And now we're up to 10,000. Thank you so much. Please get us up to, I want to be up to 1,000,000 by the end of 2022. And I think it's totally fucking possible. Go to youtube.com/JessieMapeluso. Click like and subscribe. Tell your friends about the podcast. Tell them about YouTube. You guys will be able to watch the podcast there. And thank you so much ahead of time for your support, for your patronage. And speaking of patronage, we are doing exclusive content on Patreon now for my podcast, Sharp Tongue. We're going to be doing Weeds Day there. We're going to be doing Smoke Sesh Sunday Smoke Seshes. We're going to be doing Bam, Bong, and Movie. So I'm moving all the stuff that I did for fun onto my Patreon page. So you can enjoy that weekly. We'll be cherry picking what we do, and you guys will be able to enjoy that on the Patreon. And without further ado, the much anticipated project I'm working on with my dear friend, comedian, actress, and artist, my love bug, my sweet baby girl, please give it up for this week's guest, Miss Carly Aquilino. Sharp Tongue Podcast. Beep, 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 beep. You're listening to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your host, Jessie May Peluso.
It's a personal
look. Well, it's not really a look because it's a podcast. I'm already fucking this up.
This is kind of like a verbal comedy diary,
a deep look into the crevices of my mind. It's going to get dirty.
You might cry. You probably laugh. Hopefully you'll laugh. The whole point is for you to laugh, but you also might cry.
I talk about my family. I talk about farts. I talk about love, loss, comedy, how hard it is to make it in this biz. I'm a fucking professional. Each week it's something different. Sometimes I have a guest host. Sometimes it's going to be a movie companion episode. Sometimes I just ramble about the bullshit I dealt with the week before. You never know what you're going to get. It's raw, uncut, and funny. It's me.
Yeah, we got drinks now. Let's see if we can get your audio sounding good. I hear a reverb. We fixed this last time, though.
Got to do the same thing that I did, which was...
We go to audio?
Speaker.
Speaker. Hello. And make it come through your microphone? Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Are you a fucking sound tech?
I am, at this point.
Okay, wait. Go to your cam mic again. Go to audio. Hit mic up top. You see where it says mic? What is it under on your mic?
Is it on? Now are we rolling?
We just changed the game.
We changed the freaking game. Jeff Bezos, I want to fucking check.
Honestly, like, this motherfucker just took a joyride on all my grief shopping.
Literally.
Okay, let's be realistic. Let's really say what we spend a week on Amazon.
Oh, forget it.
I'm going to say at least a couple $100.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I spend like at least $40 a day.
on Amazon, at least 40. I don't feel comfortable if I don't spend at least $40 a day on Amazon. I got packages. I have 4 packages on my counter. I don't even know what they are. Like, I black out. I black out. And then I don't even open them. I wait for a time where I'm like, okay, we gotta... But I swear to God, getting Amazon Prime is like a curse. It's a blessing and a curse.
It is. Because it makes you too... the convenience. You get spoiled and then...
It's so convenient. It's like, okay, I can order something. Like, I'm going to Fire Island this week.
Excuse me. Are you going to hang out with your gabies?
Hanging out with my gabies. I'm going on a gaycation. And I was up until 4:30 in the morning last night.
Excuse me. Doing what? Shaving?
I was bedazzling my unitard. And I bedazzled. And I know this because I had 600 gems. And I used all of them.
Do we get to see it or is it not done?
Do you want me to reveal it right now?
Oh, I...
You don't have to ask me twice.
This is just literally me laughing at everything you do, which honestly...
This is what?
It is just me laughing at everything you do. I mean, you just make me laugh so hard.
I'm being Cher.
Are you?
I'm being Cher for a Ladies of the 80s costume party. I'll show you the picture.
Oh, you're like legitimately dressing up as... That's... Gays are so fun.
Oh, God. It's so fucking fun. Are you kidding me? So this is the unitard. It's all bedazzled. I don't know if you could see. So
Is it a lining of bedazz?
I'm going to show you right now, sister. Because this took me about 6 hours.
Is this why you're taking your knitting course?
By hand.
Carly, that looks... you... Like, on the gays are going to...
Oh, and gosh. I have matching boots, too.
No.
You know me. You know me. I always have matching boots. I already packed them, though.
Oh, my God. The gays are going to lose their minds.
I love them. I love them. They're all... We're all... You know, they're all doing drag. So it's ladies.
I thought you were
going to
say drugs, but that's going to be happening.
Oh, and drugs. And drugs.
I actually, it's so weird that you, I'm sure I knew that you were going to go to Fire Island. I know you've been there in the past, but like, I was in the shower or something and I was thinking about, I was like, out of the blue, it popped into my mind. And this is, I think you and I are similar when like thoughts pop in your mind and you think of somebody. I don't think it's just random shit all the time. I think it's like connected on some other dimension.
100%. 100%.
I had a thought of you like, on the beach in Fire Island with all your gays doing drugs. And I was like, God, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's happening on Thursday. So you saw into the future. You saw into the future at that point because it is happening on Thursday.
What's like the go-to drug? What's the most fun drug?
I love doing mushrooms. I don't really...
I do too, every day.
I do Molly every once in a while, you know, once in a blue moon. But like, I don't even really do... cocaine or anything because it's crazy now. People are dying every week snorting cocaine because there's so much of that
fentanyl
in it that they're cutting it and they're doing it badly. But 5 like hipsters in Brooklyn died recently.
I mean, that sounds like it's actually, it's probably not good for Mother Nature because I feel like hipsters do help the
right
earth crisis. I feel like
they
anything,
do because they recycle.
They recycle and they also grow hummus. I don't know if you grow hummus, but they grow hummus.
They grow hummus. They do. And
they compost. And wait, do you compost?
Yeah, I do.
You strike me as a composter. I asked my, we have like a little unit of houses around here. We share a communal space.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt even judged. I was like, guys, can we start a compost or is that?
Oh, you should.
Right? I mean, I feel.
There's probably...
Oh, we're finishing it, Joe.
Sorry, go on.
No, I have these like, you know, I'm generally a happy person and positive, but in the back of my mind, I keep thinking the world's going to end soon.
Right. No, it will.
And then I think about like, if we were to go to a civil war or something where martial law.
Oh, you think that's instated? Happening? Okay. Yeah. I thought like global warming.
Like that and like something on a societal level. How can I survive? And I literally... I have enough for maybe a day or two. in this
place? Enough what? Food?
Food and like shit for survival. Like, how long do you think you could survive if shit really hit the fan? I bet you could survive a little bit longer.
Me?
Yes. You got cats. They're mean. They can be mean if they need to. Oh,
fuck yeah. Yeah, they would fuck someone up. But I don't know, girl. I think if I could stay in my house, I could survive for years. But if I had to leave in any way, I would die immediately. Like, I would die the second I stepped out the door. Somebody would just come up to me and just kill me, and that would be okay. But in my house, I could do anything. I know how to make everything from scratch. That's what I'm saying.
You're resourceful.
I could make freaking bread every single day.
You're making bread and outfits.
I stocked, exactly, and I know how to fucking sew. And I can bedazzle things. I mean, I'd be busy.
Yeah, you'd be very busy.
In here for 2 years, but...
You'd be fine. You'd be in there and civilization would come back and you wouldn't even know it.
No, nothing changed. You'd be in
there with a full wardrobe.
Nothing changed. I just have matching scrunchies for all my outfits.
Will you make me a scrunchie?
Of course, of course. I just had class tonight. I'm making a skirt in class, and it's very exciting. It's so fun to like go pick out fabric and go to the fabric store, and you could really like it's just floor to ceiling fabric, just all different stuff. But it's just something I've always wanted to do. I'm not really that good at it yet, but it's okay.
You'll get good at it. You're the type of
person. Will know. Whatever. Make it look cute. Put it on.
Make it look cute.
Put a little bow. Put a little bow on if there's a hole in it or something.
Yeah. Wrap it up. Wrap a sweater around your waist. It'll be fine. Just put a little,
like,
you know.
You have your period. That's what I used to do in school when I had my period. It was like a flag of, like, I don't know why, but I was always so paranoid that I was going to bleed through my jeans when I was in school.
I still think that as an adult.
I always did, and I still do.
I still do too. And do you do the thing? I go, am I bleeding? I'll be like, can you check if I'm bleeding from the back?
Oh yeah. You walk a few steps in front of your friend and I go, am I good?
Am I shot? What was that joke? So I forget what the woman was. She's like, it looks like I got shot. My husband said it looked like I got shot from the back. I just pick up a quarter. Is there anything leaking? And I swear every month, I think I have somewhat of a handle on understanding my cycle. And then I just get literally thrown a wrench in my ovaries.
Are you on birth control or no?
You want to know a little secret about me? I'm a witch. No, I...
I knew that.
I went on birth control for a year when I was 19. And I had such adverse reactions to
it. Same thing happened to me. Yeah.
Right the fuck off.
I couldn't handle it. My body was like, girl, I had pimples from head to toe.
I had that too.
An acne from head to toe. And even a few years ago, I would say about 6 or 7 years ago, I went on a low dosage. It was like low estrin or something. And I was having this really bad reaction. And I asked my OBGYN about it. And she's like, oh, it takes 3 months to get used to it. So then I was working on a sponsorship for Plan B. And I was working with this OBGYN that she had to like be with us at all times. Cause we were like, oh my God, take it. Like, I don't know. So she had to be with us all the time. And I asked her, I'm like, I'm breaking out so bad. And like, I had my period, girl, for 2.5 months straight every day, heavy. And
that's
she's
not
like,
normal.
Yeah. She was like, you're allergic to it. She's like, I can't believe that your doctor told you to keep taking it for 3 months. I was like, and then I had to get a new gyno because I was like, I don't trust this bitch. And now my gyno is so cute. I love her.
I have a cute love one too. Your gyno. She's teeny. She's so teeny.
Mine is so little. I'm like, why'd she crawl up in there? You're so little.
She's the littlest thing I ever did see. And she gave me 10 minutes of material because I went to go see her last month. I got new insurance and I met her. I can walk to my gyno, which is good because I plan on being very active this
winter. Yeah. You got to go to get checked in.
I'm coming for everyone's stepdads. I'm going to be your stepmom. So I need her. I need a drive through. And I walk in and she went, she was in my vagina. And then she went, excuse me.
What was the second part of that?
She went, you've never had a kid, have you? And I was like, I almost got triggered. I was like, wait, what? She goes, no, I can tell.
I would fucking hope so. That's day one of gyno school.
Day one. Did the vagina birth a human?
Birth a human baby out of it.
But by the way, some vaginas are so beat up that sometimes they can look like.
Looks like that.
But she said she needed to get a smaller speculum.
How flattering is that?
Thank you.
How flattering is that? I have a whole bit about my little gyno, about how cute she is and how I go to her because I'm nervous all the time. Even if I don't have sex, I'm like, I'm pregnant.
You think, like, you've thought that every single month that I've known you.
Like, oh, 100%. I'm pregnant. Month. I'm dying of pregnancy. And I diagnose myself.
You definitely have a, you and health and anything that is Googleable on WebMD causes you some severe existential
anxiety. Crisis mode. I don't know what's, and you want to know what, girl, especially lately, I've been fucking going through it and I don't know why, but something's going on in my brain. You know, when you just have fuzzy brain, it's kind of like how when pregnant women say they have pregnancy brain. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not pregnant or anything. Wow.
I mean, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater.
I forgot.
Yeah. I feel like one snuck in there. Wait a minute. Are you late?
I'm fine. No, I'm not late. I'm not late. I have an IUD. I'm not late. And this thing, I mean, come on. I would be surprised.
Guys, we're revealing a podcast, a tour, and a baby.
The baby's on tour with us.
I do it. I would wet nurse for you.
The baby's on tour.
I would wet nurse the fuck for you.
Thanks.
It would just be like fucking... Fucking imagine Bonnie McFarlane. I'm like,
I'm definitely there's no way I'm pregnant, but I've been having this fuzzy brain and I like can't remember things and I'm doing stupid things, like just things that are normally second nature to me. I'm doing them wrong and like forgetting about shit and fucking up my schedule, and it's just so weird. Have you ever felt so overwhelmed but nothing really has changed? Like, yes. I'm just as busy as I've been the last few months, last 6 months, whatever. So nothing has, like, drastically changed. I don't know.
Well, you are going, you know, aside from... Here's the thing about stress and fuzzy brain that I have discovered for myself. Mm-hmm. It's such an accumulation and incremental progress of accumulation of stress that happens.
Right.
And your body literally stores stress because stress is energy. It stores that energy wherever it fucking can. And then that gets built up and then your body releases it in, you know, physical pain, chronic pain,
right,
all this other shit. And then also your brain is not functioning because it's having to manage all this pain that is in your
body. And I have been having such anxiety about shit lately. Yes, like I got shit going on with my dad. It's just like a whole, you know, and I haven't been dealing with it.
Yes.
And that's
that is huge.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think I haven't been dealing with it. So
it goes somewhere.
It, you know, all, it like, yeah, it all started happening around the same time too.
Yeah.
You know,
in like a whole, I mean, we're going in, what is this now? July 26, 2021. And we're still technically in quarantine. We could have another shutdown.
I think, like, we're gonna.
I think we are too. And it's just the amount of stress. Stress isn't something that's so tangible. And we forget that. Like, and it hides. It's sneaky.
Right.
You know, it causes all sorts of problems and ailments. So, like, you have to give yourself credit. Because you've gone through so much. First of all, we lost our jobs. We lost contact with our friends and family.
Right.
You did get two cats. So I feel like you should be fine. But
where are they?
Which can bring you food.
They so only survive. Right.
They can. Dead rats.
My babies. My babies. There's a squirrel that's been eating my deck. And I was convinced that it was a rat, my deck outside.
A squirrel's eating the deck?
Girl, there's wood chips everywhere and the teeth marks in the fucking wood. And I freaked out the other day because I was like, it has to be a rat. And I looked it up online. I texted my brother Michael. I'm like, is this a rat? You think a rat did this? He was like, it was a rat. So I was freaking out. I'm like, of course, right? Because I can't just have a normal fucking day. Like,
no,
I can't just have a normal deck. Like, I can't just enjoy my outdoor space when I have it for the first time in my life. That's my freaking spa. That's freaking Soho South. House. Exactly. South of Soho.
Excuse me.
And But then my neighbor upstairs was looking out her window and she saw a squirrel going fucking crazy all in my back, like all back here. And she sent me a video of it. And it was so funny. It was like, it was literally walking around like, fuck you, bitch. Like, I'm fucking up your deck.
I love that you sent me a video bragging. You bragged that you had a pet squirrel, which is just, it's a dig.
Yeah.
Mine died.
Yeah, you killed it. But it did die. It did die, but you killed it. And mine's alive.
I think I'd still have it.
I wish mine would die.
I want to come grab yours and make it mine.
Take it. He's fat. He's cute.
Would you still go on tour with me if I legitimately traveled with a service squirrel?
Yeah, I would love that. No, I would love that. Can you legally have squirrels? What if I put them in little harnesses?
Well, we could until bitches started bringing peacocks. I feel like a squirrel would have been like borderline, but they would have accepted it. But once you start bringing reptiles as emotionally supportive pets, which is impossible because reptiles literally don't have, they don't have feelings. They're
dinosaurs.
They're dinosaurs.
Yeah.
You think a crocodile gives a fuck if it eats you?
Do you remember when that guy or that lady brought a tiny horse on a plane? I think about that like once a month. About that the fucking tiny horse having its own aisle on like a Delta flight. Just like it was a person. Do you remember?
I laughed and swallowed.
It's like a pony. Oh no, and it came out your nose.
Yeah, it went everywhere.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. That's my bad.
No, that was a good story. I forgot about the horse. She walked on with the fucking horse.
Boop, boop, boop. Like, yeah. On a plane?
Down the fuck on B12. Like, where is she sitting?
Right. Meanwhile, the way that they give us such a hard time when we take a damn flight, and this woman has a horse.
Right. If our bags are a little oblong. Really? I'm sorry. You had a Shetland pony on this same flight six years
forget
ago.
Forget it. Girl,
and people who bring geese and birds, fucking bitch, someone brought a peacock.
It's like, leave it outside for your vacation. It's going to be fine. It's an outdoors animal.
Yeah. What are you?
A peacock.
There's no amount of support animal that can support the person who needs an emotional supportive peacock.
Peacock. Yeah. 100%. Like, you need
no amount of drugs.
You need medicine. You need medicine.
You need to be locked up.
You need to be locked away. You need somebody giving you your medicine going, all right, open up. And you go, So you show them.
You got to like, honestly, but I would travel with a service squirrel if I could.
I would love for you. No, I would love that for you. I think it's in your future. I see that in your future.
I'm itching.
I really do.
I did a bad thing today. No.
You got waxed?
No. I did my first laser appointment when I was home in Syracuse. Girl.
Ooh, girl, it must hurt so bad.
It's so worth it. I'm telling you, you go from like having like a cute Lexus to a Bentley pussy.
Wait, lasering your pussy.
My pussy, what'd you
girl,
think?
Girl, I thought
squirrel?
You were talking about tattoo removal. I'm like, wait a minute, because you said you were scratching your lower back. I'm like, did that hurt so bad? Oh yeah, laser your pussy. You laser your asshole too?
Yeah, and it was amazing.
All my friends have it. I want to get it, but sometimes I'm like, I really don't mind shaving.
I don't either, but I get, you're welcome everybody for this. I get bumps. You know, okay, I don't want... Yeah. I just like, I want to look down and have it not look like a 14-year-old boy's first beard shave.
Right. No, I hear you.
I need it to be smooth. If Brad Pitt's going to be my man and you're going to be my maid of honor in the wedding, right. I need to have a soft vagina skin.
I might marry him, but it's okay. Like, whatever happens. But I might marry him. Like, I don't know.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, we could be fucking sister wives.
Girl, I would love that. Honestly, I would have no problem with that. And there's plenty
really
of Brad to go around.
Either. I would be
we would
like
have
Monday
so much
Wednesday.
Fun. Can I tell you something?
Yes, please.
If we were Brad Pitt's sister wives, he would be the happiest he's ever been in his
happiest.
Life.
Happiest.
He would be having so much goddamn fun.
So much fun.
Every
so
day.
Many different things to
playing
do.
Games. Talking shit.
Have and not to mention the zoo we come with.
100%. I mean, that might be a little alarming for him, but I feel like he does like animals.
His kids would like it. Are they still young? They can pet the dogs and the kitties.
Right. I feel like they're like in their teens now.
Well, they better.
Which is so crazy.
Petting.
I remember when they got adopted.
Oh my God. Do you think when Angelina adopted the fifth kid, Brad was like, all right, we might want to slow this down a bit because we got like United Nations.
She did it like one after another.
She did it. And it was almost like she was going down a buffet, but of countries.
Right. And I don't, you know, I like to think that people do that out of the kindness of their heart.
I think she might. She's done so much humanitarian work.
Yeah, she seems very philanthropic. I like her.
Yes, she does seem like genuinely philanthropic.
And you know,
she does it.
When people get divorced.
We're just trying to be nice to get around her cousin.
Right. When people get divorced, like, there's always like, oh, she said this about him and he's not allowed to see the kids and this, and that. It's like every celebrity divorce, there's always some messy shit that goes along with it. And I'm like, that's every divorce period. Because people are fighting because they want certain things from the marriage. They want X amount of dollars. They want to keep the house. They want to do this. This one cheated. This one did this. Exactly.
I'm going to keep the boathouse.
This is just divorce. So who even knows? If she's a bad, I don't think she's a bad person.
Know.
And she is so sexy.
She is, man. I mean,
I'm mad at her.
Even still, you're mad at her?
Yeah.
The way you just
like
went,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she, the one thing that seems kind of fucked up, and again, you're right, because we, you know, as much as we're on a different spectrum of the industry, we still can understand how things can get askewed, especially in like when it comes to
the tabloids. Yeah.
But that being said, she does seem like she has drug him through the dirt a little bit when it comes to this shit.
Oh, yeah.
And she showed him building no her mercy. To be the monster.
She showed him no mercy.
And she talked about his drinking problem. Well, you and I can get him off of the alcohol with our shrooms.
100%.
We're going to rehab him. You know what? We're not going to marry him. We're going to recover.
We're going to recover him.
We are. He is going to be completely rehabilitated.
I love that man.
I love that man too.
It's sick. What are you?
What's the?
It sounds like they're banging on a drum. I think Robert's just.
Well,
Robert
Carlin
does this
sounds
thing.
Like he's chewing on the wall.
Oh, is that yours or mine?
Carlin.
That's what I heard.
Him chewing on the wall.
I thought Robert was taking a duty because when he takes a duty, it's very loud.
No, Carlin is chewing on something
because he like
scratchy.
Punches the walls in there in the litter box. He just really feels it when it
looks like it hurts for cats. Shit.
Yeah, like
is there anything on this earth that's more disturbingly vile than cat shit?
No, cat piss.
Oh, why is
cat
it so acerbic?
Oh my God. Girl, when I first got Robert, he was like scared and he was not going in the litter box. He was not peeing in the litter box the first like 2 days. And I was like, oh, girl, it brings a
Where
tear
did he
to
pee?
Your eye.
On the floor?
Everywhere. He peed everywhere. He peed on my bed.
No.
He peed on my beautiful new cat, my beautiful like vintage couch, that special couch that I have that's literally one of a kind that I had just gotten. Yes. And he peed on it and I had to get all this special stuff and it's fine now. Like it didn't stick, but you know how they'll show online like, oh, this person's cat used to pee on this carpet and they lift up the carpet and there's like holes in the floor.
It's like, it's like
acid.
Alien blood.
Yeah. Like I'd rather put the poop than the pee any day. Like the pee really like makes me like, oh my God, but I don't smell it ever.
I was just going to say your place. And I have been to houses with cats. Even when they have one cat, it smells like 50. Your place does not smell a bit like cat.
Right. No, it doesn't. I'm lucky because I have like an open.
Or are we both just adjusted to how many animals we live with?
Right. I'm just used
like
to
shit.
It. No, if I smelled it, I would figure out how to take care of it immediately.
Girl, do you see this?
What?
Perloff? Do you see my name?
Perloff, yes. Oh my God. What is this? Like, how is that happening?
I don't know. It's like 2 gigs in a row.
Carlin, enough with the bone. Thank you.
2 gigs in a row.
The
I was
venue.
The only girl on the bill. The only girl. And like, wouldn't you? Okay, I get Bill Burr. Easy to spell. Bill Burr. Bob Saget. We know Bob Saget. Maybe they throw an E at the end. Maybe it's an A.
Right.
I'm not sure. John Stites. No offense. It was his show. No one knows who the fuck John Stites is.
No.
Nailed the spelling. Fucking knocked it out of the park.
I mean, sites is very complicated, it sounds.
It could be like sites with an
right.
ST.
Right.
It could be, who knows? There could be a couple T's in there.
And then they just said, fuck it, when they were spelling your last name.
They put me on the bottom and they're like, she's a dentist. Have her sound like a dentist.
Did you say something to the
hope so. The booker, the funny thing is the booker, Wendy, I love you, Wendy, if you're listening. She took a picture of the marquee at the Wiltern, which is obviously like, I was thinking about this. It's like the Wilbur. Remember we sold out the Wilbur?
Right.
And it's also like Skirball. We also sold out the Skirball for right. the New York Comedy Festival years ago. And it's the Wiltern is that equivalent in LA, and it's kind of a big deal. And you know, the bill was
of course, great bill. Yeah. And it's like it's so flattering to be on a show like that. It's so exciting to be on a show like that.
Yeah, and she sends. I'm backstage before I go on, and she's up in the fucking concessionary and takes a picture of the marquee and sends it in a text. And she goes, "Oh my God, look!" And I was like, "Perloff." This bitch didn't even know that they spelled
it wrong. She didn't even realize. She probably spelled it that way. She gave them the names if she's the booker.
And they're like, why don't women have equality?
No, women don't have equality. You don't get as many letters, and you don't even get your own letters. That's happened to me so many times, girl.
Your name, see, and that's another thing I was thinking on the way when I was coming home and I knew we were going to podcast. I was like, thinking about the Perloff thing, and I was like, Aquilino, and they must.
Oh, forget
I've heard
it.
Them say it, especially when we do early morning radio. They've said it.
Nobody's ever said it right.
No.
If someone says it right, I will give you a kiss right on the lips, because thank you for even like trying.
Putting in a little effort.
But the way that people never fucking say it right, and that's happened to me before, where it's like, I'll be headlining and they'll put the wrong name on the marquee.
It's such a simple thing to fix, and then like I'm doing a show.
Oh, it's
the worst day. Like, they spelled it wrong again.
Oh my God. And it's the worst. It's like these little nuances that we experience that nobody else would really understand, but it's almost on the same level as I don't know if this makes you feel a certain way, but it always makes me feel a certain way. When you go to a show, right? It's your show. You're headlining, you're doing a spot, whatever. And the person at the door doesn't let you in. It's the worst feeling because you're standing there with people
next
who are
poster.
In line coming to see you. And they're like, you got tickets? And I'm like I have the ticket.
And literally, you're just like your posters. You're like that. That's me.
And oh, of course. And girl, when I changed my hair from red, people did it. It was like fucking, I might as well have changed into a man. Nobody recognized me. And I'm
which
like,
which is a good thing. The little, you know,
right.
But the people at the club,
like, show them a picture. Show the door guy a picture of what I look like on my Instagram from yesterday. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Just a little.
And they're like, I can't let you in if you don't have... Can I see your ID?
Do you have a ticket?
And you're standing there literally next to people who are going
I've had that happen
show.
So many times.
It's so fucking embarrassing. It's like, how do these things happen?
And, you know, it is those little things that, like, really disrupt. All it takes is just...
One thing leadership. To ruin the whole night.
It really does. And then you're like, well, it chops down your confidence a little bit. You're like, well, I ain't shit, which is fine.
Exactly. That's the feeling is I ain't shit.
It's fine to go from there.
The doorman doesn't fucking recognize me and my poster's literally right next to him.
It's so fucked up. Okay. Carlin, come here.
That should be on the riders.
It should be. And
be aware of what I look like, please.
The managers. Let me see this. Come here. Let me see it. I'm just going to get the bone from him real quick because it sounds like.
Okay. Gonna, no, I know. Hear ya. It's okay. Things. I don't hear it, but I just wanted to. What should I tell things. Them? Okay.
Tell them things.
Okay, so I showed you guys my Cher costume. I'm making a skirt. I don't like my sewing teacher. She
Why
is
don't you like your sewing teacher.
She's David. So rude, Jesse. Like,
I was trying to imagine you in class today. I was like, I wonder if anyone's recognizing her.
I go
her.
Like this.
Do you guys have little like sewing desks?
Yeah, you have a little area. You have
that's
your own
really cute.
It's cute. And but the thing is, there's like five people in the class, but the teacher is so nasty. And this is a very beginner's, like, I didn't know how to thread a sewing machine when I like the first class. Like, it's literally called Sewing 101. Okay? And this woman is acting like it's Project Runway. And like if you ask her a question, like, I'm afraid to ask a question because I'll be like, oh, what is that? Like, what is this? She'll be like that. So embarrassing. I'm like, I'm a fucking grown ass woman and I paid so much money to take this class.
Can you just give me, hey, can you do me a favor and teach me?
Also, like, you have to, like, we had to do everything on our own. Like, the homework was so hard. Like, we had to go get patterns, and like, the patterns are in like fashion lingo, like fashion design lingo. So you don't know what the fuck anything is. And then, oh, forget it. She's so nasty. She's so rude. And like, today I was in rare form. I was in rare form today. I don't know. She looks like she's from like Iowa or something. But she, you know, she gives that vibe. But today I was in rare form and I said to my friend, because I'm taking the class with one of my friends. Mm-hmm. And I said to her, I'm like, if this bitch fucking steps to me, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. And she was hysterical. No, she didn't. But I gave her an attitude at one point because she kept being like, all right, pin this. And she didn't tell me how to do it. And I did it wrong. And then she was like, pin it different. And I just like did it different, but I did it wrong again. And then I go, okay, so here's what's going to happen. I go, you have to tell me how to do it, because otherwise I'm not going to know. And I've done this 10 times.
Pin this, like, to what?
She doesn't care. She doesn't care. And she's not a teacher. Like, she gives attitude. And, like, I'm not the type of person. Like, I can't do that.
That's not how you learn. That sounds like, no. How many classes do you have to take?
And it's 8 weeks.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. I know. And there's a lot of homework, too. Like, me and my friend spent the entire night, Friday night, doing the homework.
I mean, it sounds like this bitch is giving you guys, it's not a class, it's like a curse.
Were you good in school? Because I was so bad in school.
No. Oh. Are you? I was,
school
I had
was
a
dreadful.
Desk. Yeah.
Yeah, it was dreadful to me. And this kind of reminds me of that, where you just like, I hated school so much because I always felt stupid. Well, like, I'm a different type of learner. I know that about myself, and I always have. Like, I could hear the same lesson as everyone in the class, and everyone in the class could understand it, and I would just not even remember what it was about.
Yeah, I'm similar.
Like, I'm ADD. I had medication and everything. You know, I didn't take it because it made me feel crazy, but it reminds me of that, where I'm like, takes me back to being in school, and I'm like, oh, this is why I fucking hated school and didn't go to college.
Well, if you think back to like your entire school career from like kindergarten to senior year, how many teachers really put in that extra effort?
I remember two good ones, and I loved it. And honestly, one of them was just nice and hot, and I like thought he was hot, and I don't know.
That's hilarious.
He was like a young hot teacher, and I was like, okay. But he wasn't mean, you know, but I don't even know if he was a good teacher. He just was nice and hot.
That's a good teacher.
There was one that really loved teaching. I remember him.
Few of those.
And he cared about all of his students very much. And he kept in touch with my mom years after I graduated.
Oh,
like,
he was trying to smash.
She worked in the school. No, she worked. Okay. She worked in the cafeteria.
My bad.
My mom was a lunch lady in my school cafeteria.
Oh my god!
So embarrassing.
My mom worked in the school too. She was a teaching assistant.
Oh, I could so see that.
That is so fucking funny. And she was a great teacher. But there's not many teachers who actually really care. And then the other thing, to your point, I had this author and like motivational speaker, and this guy who has this learning school, this academy for people like us,
right?
Kids like us who learn differently. His name's Jim Quick, and he talked about that. He said, you know, school teaches you things, but it doesn't teach you how to learn. And a lot of kids learn differently.
Everyone does.
Yeah. And it's you can teach a kid math, but if you don't teach him how to learn math, he's never going to get math. And I never understood math, and there was nobody there to teach me how to understand math.
Bro, I still teach count on math. My fingers.
Me too.
I count on my fingers. I don't. And you want to know what? I've also been like, I'm glad I didn't go to college because yes. I don't know what I would have gone for, and whatever I would have gone for just wouldn't have been what I ended up really wanting to do.
And you'd be in debt.
Then I would be in debt. Exactly. So it's just kind of like, I'm glad that it turned out the way that it did, but it's so true where like, I couldn't like, girl, I could even now I read a lot. Like I read books and just, you know, stuff that I'm interested in, and I will read a page and not know what the page said. And I'll read words backwards. Like I have dyslexic, like I have just so much going on.
I'm so similar.
School's so fucking hard. It's and for so what? Hard.
I know. And now it's like, I don't remember a thing.
I didn't need any of it.
You know, my history class, they were like, Hitler was here. There was Hitler and dinosaurs. Bye.
Right. But they also taught us a very contrived version of history. We didn't really learn that much world history. We learned U.S. history, and it kind of made the U.S. look better than it fucking was. Yeah. When we learned about Christopher Columbus and
guys,
all this
we found this
like,
great country.
Why did nobody talk about the indigenous people?
Yeah, why did they tell us about the fucking mass genocide that happened? Literally. They're like, well, they kind of, all the Native Americans just... They fell asleep and never woke up.
Right, exactly. Like, it's like, hello, why do we not learn about the actual history of the country? Right.
Why are there so many white people in this country if there were natives here? Like, what happened to those people? They're right. Like, shh, shh. They just kept shushing. Right.
They're like, shh, close your eyes.
It's fine.
It's so weird because I think about that all the time with history. I'm like, he didn't fucking discover it.
No, this motherfucker stole it.
He was a scammer Italian guy.
He was a Jehovah's Witness of countries. He just went and was like, hey,
this is mine.
This is mine.
God damn it. And it's like, door. He didn't even teach us the other side of it. It's so weird. It's so weird. Like what we learned in school in history. I'm like, there was shit that, all the shit that I know about history, I learned as an adult woman because yes. I was interested in learning about it. But during school, I mean, of course they taught us about certain things, but like not in depth.
No, and they should have taught us about self-expression, confidence, how to change your tires, finance.
Yeah. How to balance a checkbook, how to save money, budget.
Can I get a taxes course?
Yeah. Forget it.
Can I get a budgeting course? They're like, here's all the things you need to do to get a job. And you need to pay to learn how to get a job. And then when you get out of the thing that you paid to learn how to get a job, you have to pay us back plus 20%.
Right. And you're probably not going to get the job you want.
You're not going to get the job you want. And you're going to end up working at a fucking fast food restaurant and fucking your husband's brother. God bless America.
Make God bless America. MAGA. That's MAGA vibes. That's MAGA.
Why can't you make it?
It's giving MAGA.
I mean, if we changed here, I have a real belief that if we change the education system and our health and like nutrition system, mm-hmm. meaning a whole overhaul of how kids are taught,
we got to do it European
getting rid
style.
Of fast food,
European style.
These motherfuckers would be speaking 5 languages by the time they're 8. You go over to Sweden, you go to anywhere in Scandinavian countries. Fucking Norway, those little Norwegian kids are trilingual.
Yeah, they're smarter than any of us, yeah.
They can build, like, grass huts. Like, if the world ended, they survive.
Right.
We're over here like, I know arithmetic and fucking...
I know fucking long division.
Americans are the devil. Long division!
Long division!
Oh, remember those fucking calculators? I just used to put boobless in them.
Boobless. Or just boobs, I would do.
Boobs.
It's just, I know, it's so
we
weird.
Were failed.
And you want to know what? You don't realize that until you travel.
That part.
Because I didn't know any of that shit until, and I always thought, oh, fuck these other countries. They hate America and they like make fun of Americans. And then you go to another country and you're like, everything is just so much more civilized.
Civilized.
And not that
as
every
dangerous
country
as everyone
perfect.
Said.
Right. Not as dangerous. And it's just like the way that they eat, the way that they speak, the way that they dress and treat
the way
each
they treat
other.
Their elders.
Oh, forget it. Like in Japan.
Us in this country, you hit 50, you're going in a fucking old phones, you're old going, homes phone.
You're going in the old
phone
ET home. Phone home. E.T. phone home.
You're gonna get an old person's phone.
And you know, you really have to consider like the history of the country and look at the history of other countries and how other countries, you know, the cost of being they've been around for so much longer, and we just came around and we just were richer,
right?
Because we stole shit from people.
Yeah, and we weren't smarter. We didn't work harder. No. You know, especially in the beginning, like, no.
It's, and you know, you're right. Once you start to go to other countries, even like I did a week in Lebanon.
Wow.
And I remember my mom being furious. She was like, you can't go. That's a war country. It's a war-torn country.
So beautiful in Israel. Yeah.
Oh my God. And she was like, hon, it's dangerous there. I'm like, have you gone outside your house in America?
Right. Literally. Yeah.
Google white bitch missing. The list is long. Google any bitch missing. The list is long. Bitches go missing in this country every day. Also, Google missing children in this country. This is a safe country.
No.
We fucking export our kids to foreign countries so our domestic gross men can go there and do terrible things to them.
Yeah.
It's not any safer here than it is anywhere else. But
it's the media that's fear-mongering people to think that other countries are bad. And don't get me wrong, there are some countries that are very dangerous that I wouldn't feel comfortable going to work or on vacation, you know, whatever. But
I mean, people could say that about America during the riots.
America.
You know, I went to Lebanon and the people couldn't have been more gracious and welcoming. They just wanted to share their culture.
Yeah.
They just wanted you to eat their food. They wanted you to shop at their shops, and they wanted you to just enjoy what they have. They were like, tell your friends to come. They were like, tell everybody to come here and travel here, probably so that they can, you know, harvest us for our kidneys, but
make
still
a little bit of money on the tourism. That's probably why they were like, we need to move here because you guys are all afraid of us. Eat this hummus and shut your fucking mouth.
By the way,
we make feta cheese in-house. Tell your friends to stay at my hotel.
I almost drowned in Lebanon.
When I go away.
Oh, it's so
almost
reckless.
You literally almost drown?
Oh, yeah.
A good way to go though in another country, so exotic
in the Mediterranean. I almost drowned.
Like, oh, she drowned in the Mediterranean Sea. It's kind of
traveling abroad.
She was working in Lebanon. In Lebanon.
Excuse me.
I mean, I've heard worse.
It wouldn't be the worst way to die. I just got caught up. See, the thing about travel, and I get why bitches go missing while they travel, because there's this romanticism that happens. And you're like, so caught up in the newness that you don't have your survival goggles on.
Right.
And I was there with Byron Bowers and Amir Kay, and they're good swimmers. I'm not. They're getting into the Mediterranean Sea. See, once you say ocean, kids can swim in the ocean. Once you say
Ethan.
Right?
I don't feel comfortable in any type of body of water, but I do it, but I'm not happy about it.
Would you go in the sea?
I wouldn't go in a sea.
Not if it's in a classic book. If it's in the title of a classic book, I'm not swimming in it.
No.
Old Man in the Sea? Not fucking swimming in it.
I'm all set.
Moby Dick? He's in the sea. I'm not fucking swimming in it.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that because it sounds crazy. It sounds like rough water.
And that's exactly... It was... And I don't... Like, knowing me... I am a terrible swimmer, and I know that about myself. I was so blind with joy. I followed them, and they're good swimmers. I got into this like aggressive water.
Oh my God.
Smashing up against hard,
oh my God, that's
shore rocks.
That's the worst. Eroded when you get out of the water, your pussy's out every time. You've got one titty out, your pussy's out.
And it's I did my fucking pants were like my lip was out.
Of course, the lips are always because the underwear, the bottom of the bikini can only go two places. It could go off or it could go up. It's not staying put. Girl, sometimes I'm at Rockaway Beach, I come out of the water, and I swear to God, my pussy's out every time. My ass is out. My pussy's out.
But no, don't sleep on Rockaway Beach. Those fucking, that water's choppy.
It's fucking choppy.
That's Atlantic Ocean. That shit.
Yeah.
I don't trust the Atlantic Ocean. I don't trust bodies of water that aren't in a mini pool that I bought off of Amazon.
Literally. On my deck.
I'm getting that little cute eye pool. There's only two of them left, so don't you bitches go snatching them up.
Don't get it.
Do you know the one I'm talking about?
No.
I gotta show this shit to you because it's too cute and you should get the other one just so you have a backup pool.
I don't know why you're sleeping on it. If there's only two left on Amazon.
I gotta get it because you should have already purchased.
No, you should have already purchased.
I should have already purchased.
I never order only one thing from Amazon. I do at least two at a time.
Are you ready?
Because I always need more than one thing anyway.
Look how many's left. Oh my God.
It sold out. Wait.
Two left.
Wait, let me see the damn pool. Oh, it's an evil eye.
It's a Mati.
How cute.
Want me to get you one?
I love that. They have a, don't look it up because you're going to buy it, but they have one that's a heart.
Oh, fuck.
That I almost bought, but I was like, you know what?
I'm putting it in the, you know what? Another thing I thought of for us, it's called the Fun Boy Giant Inflatable, excuse me, Luxury.
Of course.
Do you see that word?
It's so cute. It is so cute. I almost bought that one. I regret not buying it.
Okay, I'm going to have to get one of each just in case
one pops.
But girl,
mine was like $10 because I'm like, it's going to pop.
That's $99. See, this is the shit that's fucked up. This is where Amazon gets really illegal.
You want to know what's crazy too? Amazon charges you based on where you live.
The prices are different?
The price change, like what's $100 for you won't be $100 for me. And vice versa. It depends on where you live. I think they have this algorithm that's like, if people in your area are ordering a certain thing, they know they could charge more for it because it's more in demand.
That's really fucked up. And you know what's even crazier to think about is the second largest Amazon distribution center is going in Syracuse, New York. Because
that's crazy.
Of the location, because it's right near New York City. So from New York City, they can get anywhere. Right. And it's so cheap there. You can like, you know, a whole plot of land is like 6 cents.
They were trying to do it here in Brooklyn. And they ended up not doing it. They were trying to do it in like by where I live in Bushwick.
I think they must have gone to Syracuse after that fell through because I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, that was like a couple years ago. I remember being like, Amazon's going to be here. I mean, it makes sense, but it's like, it's a big city. I don't know.
New York doesn't need that. Like, as much as I'm wondering how it's going to change my hometown because they're going to have 1,000 employees.
Right. Yeah. From like, other places. They're not going to all be. They're already employees. They're just going to move them to Syracuse.
You're probably right. And that, you know, that's a chunk of people.
Yeah.
I told my sister, my brother-in-law, I was like, let's buy a dispensary and put it next door.
Right.
Just to have a fucking after work place.
To buy a house. You should like buy a house over there or something and you can rent it out. Because nobody's going to want to buy property there if they're only working there for a certain amount of time.
Oh my God, I should buy a house in Syracuse.
You should.
I don't know why I'm whispering. Maybe.
And do it now before people start moving in.
Oh, I'm going to do that. Oh my God, I'm going to do that. I got a little bit of stuff from my dispensary and I could buy a little house there.
Buy a little house.
And rent it out. Be like Joe Peluso back in the day.
You could Airbnb it or you could just rent it out to some Amazon worker that doesn't want to buy a fucking house in Syracuse.
We could go to antique shops and find some things to put in your house. I will love that.
Let's get a U-Haul and I will do that. That's what I want my job to be, by the way.
Well, that's what I was thinking like about this whole sewing thing because you were going to have like a consignment thrift thing.
Right. I used to work at a flea market.
Yep. You were a businesswoman.
I was a businesswoman. I sold vintage clothing at a flea market. I've never sold online because you want to know what? I don't think I have the patience.
Oh, you need it.
And you need it. And I really don't want to go to the post office. Like, I don't want to deliver packages.
Fucking week.
Yeah. I don't want to go.
Let me see if we got some questions before.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. Like,
I always forget. Oh, wait. Before we go. There you go.
Jesse May Perloff. You should have their heads. Girl, you've been doing stand-up too fucking long for them to not know how to spell your last name.
And for me to be the only woman on the fucking bill really just set me off. Let's see what these motherfuckers.
Yeah. And everyone else's name is spelled right.
Oh, it's spelled perfectly. They're like, oh, the woman just make her last name sound like someone choking on something.
Right.
That'll be good.
Right.
A couple questions. Melena Joe.
Okay.
How's the plants?
My plants are dying. And I don't know why. I think it's been since the beginning of the summer. So I don't know if it's a change of the season, because, you know, in the winter, you don't water them as much.
Right.
In the winter, right. They don't need it. But I lost my birds of paradise died, but I got it dead. Like, I had it delivered from Home Depot or something, and it was dead, and I brought it back to life, but it really never blossomed into the thing I wanted it to be.
Oprah's favorite flower.
Everything else kind of just is like looking, it's not like this stuff isn't dead.
No, because when I was there, it was a little flourishing.
Yeah, it looks a little, it's like not as juicy as I wanted to be, but they're okay. I only lost the birds of paradise, which is fine.
They have cycles.
But yeah, I was thinking about putting my ivy outside, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, and move them around, maybe. You know, sometimes because of how their cycles are, they get moody and like, I don't want to be here anymore. Okay, right. This is nice.
It's so funny. Like, I saw this video the other day of some guy being like, he's like, I'm on the highway. Look at what's happening. And he showed the sidewalk, and there was a plant, a tree growing out of the middle of the sidewalk. He goes, if I water my plants an hour late, they all fucking die. And this motherfucker's growing in the sidewalk through concrete on a highway.
Yes, there's no reason. It's like I always think of Jeff Goldblum every time I see a plant coming out of concrete. Life will find a way.
Life will find a way. It will. So not in my house.
Dying.
Yeah.
Bree Page, will you be adding more tour dates? There might be a chance we will add more before the end of the year, but.
Well, there's more tour dates that haven't been announced yet because they're not available online yet, right?
Yes. There's a few more. Yep. And we are having a spring 2022 tour, and we'll probably be doing a fall 2022 tour as well.
Yeah.
So,
Those are in 2022.
Yes. We have a whole bunch of dates.
But we have some stuff booked out.
Yeah. But we're going to probably be fully booked by the end of the year for 2022. So, and you guys will be able to get your tickets. We got girlpodcast.com. You guys can email us at girlpod@gmail.com. Our podcast, will be up by the end of July. You'll be able to listen to it. We'll have a couple episodes up, and they'll be up weekly. Patreon only.
Page only, baby.
Exclusive.
Exclusive.
And tons Secret. Of extras. Yes.
Tons of
girlfriends.
Extras.
Tell your boyfriends who need to learn about girlfriends.
Oh, tell everyone you freaking know.
Tell your gaybies and your lesbies.
Of course.
Richard Price, 1111. Now we know your price, Richard. It's $4.
$1,011.
See, Carly had a better day. She's on fire because of her fucking knitting teacher's a cunt.
Because I fucking hate her.
What's the best aspect of knowing each other?
It's so hard. What were you going to say when we both started talking at the same exact time?
I was going to say, knowing I have your support no matter what fuckery I get into.
Yes, yeah, same.
Like, literally, I know that if, and I never would, the only way I would be in self-defense. If I ever killed somebody.
Right.
Unless this fucking knitting teacher turns out to be a real cunt, might show up and stab a hoe. But if I ever killed somebody, I know you'd come visit me in jail.
Oh, 100%. I would bake you things. I have this all planned out already.
You'd send me like, picture your letters that you would
send.
Do
you remember when I sent that guy I was seeing a cake when he was in jail?
Oh my God. And the decal was similar to his ex's name, who's very famous.
And very I sent him famous. A cake.
Carly dated somebody in jail who's very famous, whose ex was very famous, and she sent him a cake in jail.
FaceTime from jail while we were on the road.
You FaceTime him from jail. calling me. He's in jail. He's in jail
because I only had one shot. And then I remember I gave him the cake because he was like, I miss that. He like said a specific type of cake. I don't even remember what kind of cake it was, but he was like, I miss this cake so much. Like, that's what I miss about being on the outside. So I, of course, am being what I am. I sent this man a cake and I asked him, like, how was the cake? He's like, they smushed it. And I really had a moment there. I said, he might not be the one. You know, this man can't eat solid cake. It's got to be smushed so they don't make sure there's no razor blades or cocaine in it.
That's why they thought, I thought somebody who delivered it sat on it. They're looking for paraphernalia. No,
they smush it with their gloves on. He's like, I was still so good. Oh my God, you ate it?
Ate post-smushed cake.
First of all, that cake.
Wait, so maybe he
was from a really nice bakery.
It was a very nice cake. So maybe he didn't see the logo that was on it.
Right. I think that he didn't because they smushed it. They have to smush everything.
I remember how freaked out you were. You're like, oh my God.
Oh my God. I was like, this is like a logo.
You were like, sending this to my boyfriend in jail. And
my
he's
boyfriend
not
in jail.
Like, that's the type of person you are. You're like, I am extending myself to my boyfriend in jail. I'm sending him a cake and I'm worried it's not
not up to his standards. It wasn't the quality. So it wasn't the quality that I wanted him to have.
Okay, one more question.
So I would do that for Jesse May too.
I would send
you a cake in jail.
I appreciate that. Johnny Mac, who is already, he's on my Patreon. Johnny Mac, what's up, Johnny Mac?
Hi, Johnny.
He says, shout out Suffolk County. Favorite
Johnny,
pizza
where you
places.
From? Ooh, what favorite you? Pizza places. I worked at Terramina in Comac for many years. My brother worked there. They were like a restaurant in Comac. They have a really good diner. There's nothing like a diner, girl. Mm-hmm. And you know this because Syracuse is very similar to Long Island, where it's like there's just certain things that are so nostalgic to me. And diner, a real diner, like a gritty, greasy spoon diner.
And literally that's what you hear when you walk in. The smell hits you and it's like,
it's like hash brown
carpet
and wet carpet
and hash browns.
And
you're
think,
like, I'm
hungry.
Starving.
I'm hungry.
I want a breakfast sandwich.
You know, I'm
it
starving
is
for that.
Like that place we went to in fucking Vermont. That cute little
oh my God, so
spoon.
Cute. Perfect. And you want to know what? This is how I feel. You know, everything's so, especially where you live in LA, they can't just have a regular fucking place. It can't just be a regular pizzeria or a regular like diner or something. They have to elevate it and make it interesting and funky and healthy.
And make everyone be seen.
And everyone has to be seen and everything's so like clean and white with the wooden tables and the, you know, everybody has the same shit plants in there. And I'm just like, like it's all the same shit to me. Like with the rattan like chandelier, like the, you know, the weft chandelier. And I just kind of feel like, can we go back to things being normal?
Yeah, like shitty table, no tablecloth.
That is what I like.
Fluorescent light.
Right. I want to get a grilled cheese here. It's not that serious.
Right. And I want a cockroach in the grilled cheese.
Yeah, I want that. I pay extra for that.
I love a greasy spoon in the diners in New York City. One of my favorite diners, and it's like upscale, but not upscale, but upscale in the sense of what we're talking about. In New York City, it's called Veselka.
Oh, God. So nice.
On 9th and 1st in the Eastville.
Oh, Veselka's classic. Veselka's old school classic.
Ukrainian?
Yeah, it's so good. I used to go there when I lived in the East Village. I mean, I was a kid, but I used to go there and I loved it there.
They have the best Ukrainian food. You have to get the sausage. You have to get the pierogies.
They have
to get
those
their
potatoes.
Fucking pancakes.
Yes. They have these potatoes. You like pull the toothpick and it falls in butter.
Oh, I want to fall in butter so bad. Make me fall in butter. Well, guys, we just wanted to get together because we wanted to promote our podcast on our individual podcast. So you're going to be hearing this on Secret Keepers Club and Sharp Tongue, because we're combining forces and taking matters into our own hands and doing Girl Pod.
We're doing Girl Pod, girl.
And it's going to be on Patreon. That's it. That's 100%. The only place you're going to be able to find it. Until we deem otherwise, you will be able to see us live on our tour. You can go to girlpodcast.com. You can go to girlpod.com. We have them both. At girlpod.
Look at you.
I snatched it all up because, you know, motherfuckers like to snatch shit up and they're like, hey, I got it. But you got to pay $10,000.
You got to pay me. Yeah. Hate that.
And each time that Carly and I are together, we're going to be doing live stand up. In one of the nights, we'll be doing a live podcast recording. So just make sure when you do the purchase, you know which one is which.
Right.
Some people, you want to come to see the live podcast or you want to see live stand up. Those are two different shows. So just check your ticket link before.
Yeah, make sure. It'll say it, but just make sure, because I know people have, you know, sometimes people get the wrong one.
Yeah, it could be confusing out there.
It could be freaking confusing.
But we're freaking excited.
So excited. We haven't been on the road together in so damn long. We always had so much fun together on the road.
We did. It was always my favorite weekends.
Always. Always.
And so relaxing.
Yeah.
And expensive.
Oh, so expensive. I was talking to Ashley about it last night. I'm like, she's like, it's so nice you and Jesse are going back on the road together. I'm like, I know. I'm like, she fucking loves a TJ Maxx. And that's really how I know somebody is my real friend. I go, me and Jesse will walk into a TJ Maxx and she shows.
Separate.
She's going to buy shit. She's going to ship to LA.
Yeah, oh, I get it.
She's going to buy a fucking farm table. Okay. She's going to buy a farm table. She's going to buy Victorian style tufted velvet chairs. And she's going to buy 80 gray t-shirts and a sundress and a couple Michael Kors flip-flops. And she's shipping it all home to LA. It's going to cost her $7,000.
I will. With a smile on my face. But I have to say, you have opened my heart up. I will say the true MVP of the TJ Maxx dynasty, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Home Goods. There's a couple of shitty stores that are grouped into that.
Ross, yeah, Burlington.
Listen, Ross, dress for less.
Dress for less.
Watch out, Target. She coming for you.
Right. Depends on which one you go to, though, because I've been in some Rosses where I'm like, ooh.
That's the beauty of it. They're not all created equal.
Right.
And you can have, go for whatever you need to go for, but keep an open heart and an open mind, because you might find that corner chair you never knew you needed.
Right. Oh, you always find stuff you never know you needed in stores like that. Forget it. The last time I was in a Ross's Dress for Less, they had like in the shoe section. That's how you can always know if a store is good or not.
Go to the shoe section.
If it's busting at the seams, that's going to be a good TJ, a good Marshalls. But I swear to God, the last time I went to a Ross Dress for Less and there was like one pink FUBU sneaker. Bye. And it was a size 11. And I was like, this seems like very.
Did you buy it and bring it home and put a plant in it?
I drove it home.
Did you put a fucking bird in paradise?
That's what killed my birds of paradise.
It should be foo-poo for you. For you to plant us.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But I swear to God, like, Jesse really, she really turns up.
I really love a deal.
I love a deal. Forget it. You know what I noticed?
I'm a frugal fuck.
I know that we're getting towards the end, but I just want to tell you something that I noticed about me. If I see something and it's too cheap, I don't want it.
Yep.
If somebody, like, say you're at a mall or you're at, like, whatever, going into a store and they're like, oh, try this new hand cream. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, give me that. I just go like this, put it on. I love that. Oh, 100% moisturize. So, but then if they're like, girl, if they're like, it's $5, I'm like, eh, whatever, I don't care. But if they're like, it's $50, I'm like, I need that. Because that makes it special.
I'll get all the smells.
I'm like, I want every fragrance.
And that is how I am pricing myself moving forward.
Right.
Okay.
Big ticket item. luxury item.
Honey, luxury.
You can't get this at Burlington. Luxury. You can't get this at Burlington. You get this only at Target.
I'm sorry, we're not on the sale rack. We're not on the sale rack.
Exclusively sold at Target.
Yeah, and we're exclusively on Patreon, bitch.
Yes.
So pay for the quality item because we'll bring you a quality product.
100%. We love you.
Wait, I have one last thing to say.
Okay. Oh, it's going to be a fart. She's going to get pink eye later.
I tried to fart, but it peed.
It peed. Your asshole?
We should go.
We should go. 100%. Robert just jumped up here.